From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The violent suppression of dissent in Syria continues. Today, heavy machine gun fire was reported in the besieged coastal city of Latakia. And while the British Foreign Secretary William Hague said today that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is fast losing the last shreds of his legitimacy, there appears to be no let-up in the Assad regime's assault on what it says are armed dissident groups inspired by foreign plots. Among the various statements out of Washington and European capitals, the most noteworthy yesterday was from the foreign minister of Turkey. Ahmet Davutoğlu said that Turkey was finished talking. Syria must end its attacks on its citizens immediately and unconditionally. If not, what will Turkey do? The government won't say, but we're going to ask Sami Kohane, who's a foreign affairs columnist for the Turkish newspaper Milliyet. He joins us from Istanbul. Sami Kohane, first, is Turkey threatening some kind of military action against Syria?
Not military action, except military action. Other options are being considered. In fact, the defense minister has just announced that rumors about the creation of a buffer zone or taking some other kinds of military action along the borders with Syria are completely unfounded.
Yes, the idea of a buffer zone was rumored. There was a CNN Turkey report to that effect. And the idea is that there are Syrian refugees who fled into Turkey across the border. Would Turkey go into Syria, carve out a buffer zone, and affect the return of those people to Syria and protect them? That, the government now says, is off the table.
Well, a few weeks ago, there was an influx of refugees. As a matter of fact, about 10 to 11,000 Syrians took refuge in Turkey and on Turkish soil. But that movement has stopped at the moment. But it could come back. I mean, if there would be tens of thousands of refugees, then probably the Turkish government would consider the buffer zone as another option.
Well, if Foreign Minister Davutoğlu isn't talking about military intervention and he's not talking about carving out a buffer zone in Syria, is he simply talking about what has been a rather close relationship between Turkey and Syria becoming a not close relationship?
First of all, what he means is that Turkey would stop talking to the Syrians. The dialogue is dead now. It's finished. Relations in the last two or three years with Turkey have been extremely cordial. And to lose this sort of sympathy and support from Turkey would be a major loss for Syria.
Turkish Foreign Minister Davutoğlu spent a lot of time this year in meetings with the Syrians. If this diplomatic channel is now over and done with, where does that leave Syria? Is there any other interlocutor with them who might be able to negotiate?
No, I don't think that there is such another interlocutor. Certainly Iran is not. And probably Iran is the only country the Syrian regime's in good terms. Neighboring countries, and particularly the Gulf countries, Saudi Arabia, they are all very hostile to the regime in Damascus. And Syria, in that respect, has been completely isolated also, not only from the West, but also from the Arab world. So there is hardly anyone who could try to give a hand to President Assad. Turkey was probably the only one, and he has lost that chance.
Sami Kohane, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mr. Kohane is a foreign affairs columnist for the Turkish newspaper Milliyet. He spoke to us from Istanbul.